Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Kuf Pei Hei. We are up to Sif Hei. We are on the bottom line of page Sadi, about to turn on to page 180. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, in Beirach, v'hoysa tzoya kinegdo. If a person benched and there was tzoa next to him, O Shahaya Shikur, or he was drunk, Pirish Lagamri, he was totally drunk. Nistapku hatosos vaharosh. Tosos and the Rosh have a suffix in Tzorach Lachzor Levarich. So there is a suffix in the Tosos and the Rosh if a person has to bench again, if he benched when there was Tzoa across from him, or he was totally drunk. Umishum meiraglayim pshita she'enu chozer levarich. However, the suffix is only by Tzoa. When it comes to Meraglayim, it is Pashit that you would not have to go back and bench again. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Hey, in Beirach V'Hoysa, Ratzalomar means to say, the Betfilo Kaimelon La'el Simen Ayin Vov. When it comes to davening, when it comes to Tfilo, we paskined earlier, B'misha Hispalal Umotza Tzoya Kinegdo O Betzido Toch Dalet Amosa B'mokom She'aroy L'stapik. A person davened. After he davened, he realized there was tzoa right across from him, or on the side of him within four amos, in a situation where he should have thought to check before. He should have been mesupuk that maybe there is some tzoa over there. Uposha v'lo badak, and he was negligent that he didn't check. So by tefila, the halachas paskin, she'tzorach lachzor u'lespalo, you have to go back and daven again. Mishum shenemar zevach rishoyim toiva, because the pasuk says that the carbon of a rasha is an abomination. V'chein hu adin li'in kriyashma, but kriyashma the same thing. If you should have checked and you didn't check and you find out there's tzoa next to you within four amos, you must say kriyashma again. V'nistapku atosas v'harosh imgam bebirchas amosan aminan hachi. The subject over here of tosas and the rosh, the mechaber is bringing down, is do we have the same din when it comes to birchas amosan? Maybe yes. Odil Mashani Birchas Amozon the Kula Mehosam. Or maybe benching is a little more lenient than davening and Kriyashma. Dare Bishasui. Because when a person has drank, Avshe Yochol Adabir Lifnei HaMelech, even if he can speak in front of a king still, Kai Malon Da'al Yispal, we pass him when it comes to Tfilo, don't daven. Ule Inyan Birchas Amozon Vadai Mutter Bishasui. When it comes to benching, for sure it is mutter when a person drank. And therefore, that is the suffix of the Tosas on the Rosh, the Mechaber is bringing down. When it comes to tefillah or kriyashma, if a person was negligent, he did not check when he should have checked, and it turns out after his Shemoneh Esrei or after his kriyashma there was tzoa within Da'at Amos, he must say kriyashma or tefillah again. The suffix over here is, by Birchas HaMazon, do we say it's the same thing and you have to repeat it? Or do we say maybe it's more lenient and you don't have to repeat it? Why would it be more lenient? Because we see by a person who drank, he's not allowed to daven, he's not allowed to say kriyashma, but he is allowed to bench. That was case number one that we brought in the Mechaber of the Suffolk. We turn to page 180, and we look at the Mishabura and Sivkatan Vav. The second case of the Suffolk is a Shikur Lagamri. Now, before we even read the Mishabura, we have to chazer what we learned last time in Siv Dalid, because the Mishabura is going to address it. If you look back at Siv Dalid on page Sadi, the Mechaber Paskin, Afilu Nishtakir Kolkach Ad She'enu Yochol Adaber Karoi. Even if a person got so drunk that he's not able to speak properly, Yochol Levarich Birchas HaMazon. He is able to bench. And here the Mechaber says, a person was Shikur Lugamri, so Tosas and the Rosh have a suffix if he has to go back and bench again, if he benched in that state. So says the Mishaburis of Katan Vav, Perush Lagamri, Hainu Shinishtakir Kolkach, he got so drunk, Ad She'enu Yochol Ledabir Lifnei HaMelech, to the point that he can't speak in front of a king. V'nistapku im tzorach lachzor ulevarech kishiyofi yeno v'adayin lo nisakel hamozom. The suffix of the Rishonim is, does this person have to go back and bench again if when the wine goes out of his system it's still within the zman of ikul, within the zman of digestion when you're still allowed to bench, so would he have to go back and bench again? However, this suffix does not involve a case where a person got so drunk to the point of shechruso shalot. If he got to the point like lot, then he's considered like a shota. Upater mikola mitzvos, and he's putter from all mitzvos in that state. And it's pashut according to everyone, you have to bench again. So one extreme is, if it was shechruso shalot, is so extreme, it's pashut, that you're a shota, you're not chayv mitzvos, that if you bench during that state, you avad have to bench again if it's within this man ikol, when the wine goes out of your system. Ubisif HaKodem, and the last sif which you just read, Sif Dalit, Shematir Levarich, where we said you are allowed to bench when you're drunk, Mairi Sheyocho Ledaber Lifnei HaMelech. That was discussing where you're in a state of intoxication where you can, yes, speak in front of a king. So then we said it's Mutter to bench. Over here we're discussing something in between, where you're Shikur Lagamri, you're not able to speak in front of a king. So it's somewhere in the middle, it's not Shechrus or Shalot, it's not able to speak in front of a king, you're somewhere in the middle, so that's where the suffix is. However, this definition between Sif Dalet and Sif Hei is very unclear. V'hikshu kama achronim, some achronim ask the following kasha. T'kevon she'enu yochol adaber karoi. If in Sif Dal we're discussing a case where you can't speak properly, so mistama einu yochol adaber lifnei hamelech. If you can't speak properly, so it's pashut, you also can't speak in front of a king. The afilu hochi matya Yerushalmi, and Sif Dal, as we saw yesterday, was based on the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi's matirit. So how do you have the two things work together? On the one hand, Yerushalmi tells me that you can't speak properly, it's okay, and that's mistama, that you also can't speak in front of a king. And now we discuss that you can't speak in front of a king, we have a suffix of whether you could bench or not. It's against the Yerushalmi, Sif Dalet and Sif Hei, L'chora Arastira. Uladina Maski HaAchronim. Halach L'maisa, the Achronim come out. D'im Eira Shenishtaker Kolkach. If it happened that he got so drunk, Afal Pikein Yavarech. Bottom line is, a person got drunk, he can't speak in front of a king, he should still bench. However, Ulachatchilo Yizor Levarech Kodem Shevel Lidekach. But really, if a person sees where he's headed, he should make sure to bench before he gets to that point. And if you look at note number 9, he says, V'hispar B'Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham explains, Shetam Adavarhu, the reason for this matter that you could bench, even though you're so drunk, is Mishum Shebirchas HaMazon Himen HaTorah, because benching is Daraisa. As we've seen a few times, the fourth bracha of benching, although it is midrabanan, Rechaim Kineski says sheyochol levarich afudas Magen Avraham. Even though the Magen Avraham is giving his reason why you should bench, even though you're so drunk, because it's a suffix daraisa, so you should do the daraisa and you should bench, but you would throw in also the fourth bracha, says Rechaim Kineski, even though it's only the rabbanan. Uleinyan lehitzdarif leziman, in terms of joining together in a ziman. So that we learned earlier, Shalagabi Zimun Ba'asara, Eim Mitzar from Oso, you would not join together for a Zimun to say Hashem's name with 10. Ulagabi Zimun Bishlosha Evsha Shemut Latzarfa, but for a Zimun of 3, it's possible you can join together. But the Mishabura ends off Sif Katan Vav and writes, Ayin La'el Bisimun Tzadites, Sif Katan Yud Alpha Mishabura. And if you look at note number 10, he points out that we wrote over there, Shaladasa Grala Primagodam Yishlahachmil Lachatchila Bishikr She'en Yochal Adabi Lefnei HaMelech. That in fact, not like the Magen Avraham, that one should be machmir lechatchila if he is drunk, that he can't speak in front of a king, gam b'shar brachos. And therefore, this item is really a machlokas, and the Mishabura seems to be bringing over here as the ikar shita, the maskana of the achronim, that say that you would bench l'maisa if you are very drunk. Says the Mishabura vaytus of Katan Zayin, im tzarech lachzur levarach. Again, the subject was a person benched, and he should have checked, he didn't check, and there was tzoa within his four amos, or he was shikur lagamri, so they are mesupik im tzar lachzor levarach, says the Mishabura, aval lechatchila gam heim modim da'osir levarach shum bracha. However, lechatchila, they also admit that it's usir to make any bracha, v'chein divrei Torah neged tzoa, not only a bracha, not only benching, not only davening, but any divrei Torah is forbidden across from tzoya. Umina Torah, and it is an Issa Daraisa, the Haksiv, the Pasuk says, V'hoya Machavecha Kadosh, your camp should be holy. The Atu Tfila Ksiv Akra, do you think it says Tfila in the Pasuk? It doesn't say Tfila. El Kol Dvar Kedusha Osu Likros Makum Shedonaki. The Pasuk is telling us any Dvar Kedusha, whether it's a bracha, it's benching, it's davening, it's learning, all of that is Usr in a place that is not clean, and therefore it's Pashit, that Lechatchila, it would be Usr to make any bracha in a place where there is Tzoa. The whole suffix over here is that you benched already and then you only found the tzoa afterwards. So lemaisa, I did it already. Yeah, I should have checked, but I didn't check. So now what's the din? That's where they have their suffix. What's the bottom line? Uladina halach lemaisa das haolas tomin val yirabe b'shem abach. Kishemotza tzoa kenegda v'sot al ramosav v'tzorach lachzor levarach b'chas hamozon y'madayin lo nesak lamozom. Halach lemaisa d'achron and pasim, like that side of the suffix, that it's like Shemone Esrei, it's like Kriyashma, if you're within the zman of ikol, you're still full, or for sure if you're within the first 72 minutes, for sure you would go back and you would bench again. V'chein motzasi b'lukutei ramban al brachos. And so too, the Chafetz Chaim says he found in the Likutei Haramban on Brachos, Shehevi mitchila sveika shenestapku baliatosos, that he brings at the beginning this suffix of the baliatosos, bazeh, v'achakach masik de'ein chiluk bazeh bein tfilu bein shar divrei kedusha, and the Ramban comes out of maskana, there's no chiluk between tfilu and any other divrei kedusha, ayin shom v'ayin bir alocha. Fine, so the postgame come out l'maisa, that you would go back and bench again, just like you'd go back and say Kriya Shema again, and you would say Tefillah again as well. The last point that Mechaber told us was that Mishum Mei Raglayim Pshita She'enu Chozer Levarich. If it wasn't Soa, but what you found afterwards was only Mei Raglayim, it's Pashit, you would not have to bench again. Says the Mishnah Berurah Hainu Gamkein Ba'ofen Zeh, this is also talking about the same scenario. The Beirach Birchas HaMazon, you first benched, and then you found that you had meiraglaim within your four amos. Ulahachi ka'amar pshita. That's why the mechaber says that by meiraglaim you found it afterwards. That's why it's pushit that your benching is okay. Da afilu lechatchila hayom mutter levarach kozman shelo nodelo sheish kameiraglaim. Because even lechatchila it would be mutter to bench without checking first if there was meiraglaim. You don't know about it. What you don't know won't hurt you when it comes to meiraglaim, and you would be allowed to bench lechatchila without knowing anything. Did neged meiraglaim uraki sura derabanan? Because davening or benching connected to meiraglayim is a lower darga than tzoa. It's only in isad rabbanim. The al sfeika and lo gozru, and on the suffix they weren't gozer, and therefore you had no reason to check. So therefore it's pashit that if you found afterwards that you wouldn't have to go back. Like we learned earlier in Siman Ayin Vav Siv Zayin, the ihaya nodelo mitchila sheish kameiraglayim. But if you knew before that there was in fact meiraglayim within your four amos, va'over al zeu beirach negda, and you went against the rabbanon of not benching, and you bench there anyway, lo hava amra mechaber pshita. There, the mechaber would never say it's pashit that you don't have to go. That you don't have to go back. The din echad hu imotza tzoa kenegdo. That would be the same din as finding Tzoa Kenegdo. The same way we said that Tosin and Rosh had a suffix if you found Tzoa, so if you would know there was Meirag Layim, it would be the same suffix. It would be a suffix if it's okay or not. So Tzoa, when you found it afterwards, would be equal to Meirag Layim, which you knew before. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying the only reason the Mechaber is telling us that by Meirag Layim it's Pshita Yeino Chozer, it's because you didn't know it was there before, you didn't check, and therefore it's going to be okay with a pshitas. Now I'd like to read a very important bir halacha. The Mishnah Berurah explained the whole case of the mechaber over here, where you found the tzoa, you found the meiraglayim, is that you didn't check before, you benched, and afterwards you found it in a place where you really should have checked before. That's the discussion. But if you look in the bir halacha, back to page tzadi, in Beirach v'haisa tzoa kenegdo, ayin the Mishnah Berurah v'hu me'alavush. The way the Mishnah Berurah is explaining this whole sif is based on the levush. The mashmos of everything we just learned in the Mishnah Berurah's explanation of the Mechaber is the Mhayonodalo Mitchila. If you knew there was Tzaya there from the beginning, Va'avar al Zeh, and you went and did the wrong thing, Lo Hayu Mistapkim, as there would be no suffering in that case. You went actively, and you went and you benched in a place where you know there's tzaya, it's pasha, you have to go back and bench again. The way the Levush and the Mishnah Berurah, following the Levush, is learning the whole Mechaber over here, is that you benched already, you were only negligent slightly, you didn't check. And then you found it, so then there's a suffix. The mashmos is, but if you knew it was there, and you didn't care, you benched anyway, then it's pashit that for sure you have to go back and bench again. And even though this case, be'emes, is an accident, you didn't know there was tzoa there, the only chait you did is that you were negligent in not checking, that's where the Rishonim have the suffix, ulailo ka'omer ha-gemara rak l'inyan tefila. Maybe only when it comes to tefila, that's when the Gemara says you have to go back. The chamir tefek, because it's more chamir, velo b'rech samozom. That's why the Rishonim have the suffix by benching. Now that's all the pshat that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and he's bringing down the sheet of the levush. Ach, however, mipri megadim le'el b'simen ayin vav mashma. The pri megadim is mashma, shu mefarish lefsif ze kipshote, that he explains this sif kipshuto, da afilu benodalo mitchila mistapkin, that the suffix of Tosas and the Rosh is even in a case where you knew there was tzoa there. Now, if you look at the Lashon of Mechaber, it just says, in Beirach, v'hoisa tzoa kenegdo. It doesn't say you were only negligent and not checking. It could be from the Lashon of Mechaber that you knew it was there. You were Beirach and there was tzoa kenegdo. So the Prima Gadam learns that the suffix is not only if you didn't check, the suffix is you knew for sure it was there and you benched anyway. From Tosos himself and from the Ramban, it is mashma that the suffix is like we learned in the Mishnah Berurah that you found it afterwards. So what's pshat in the Prima Gadim? V'ulai svaras ha-Prima Gadim. Maybe the logic of the Prima Gadim is as follows. Kevan the mechaber ka'omar stoma. Since the mechaber clearly mentioned the suffix in a way of being stam, it's mashma the mistafke b'kol gavni. The mashmos of the mechaber, according to the Prima Gadim, is that there's a suffix in all cases, even if you know there's tzoa there and you benched anyway. U'mishum de'ha-gemora le'inyan tfilo machmeri afilu b'matza achakach. But since the Gemara was machmir when it came to tefillah, even if you only found it afterwards, so notu gamkein sekosam le'inyan birchas hamazon gamkein b'ofen zeh. That's why Tosas used that case in his suffix of birchas hamazon. Because in the case of tefillah, you have to go back and bench again, even if you just didn't check. So therefore, they go with that case, and Tosas says in the suffix, what about birchas hamazon? Aval lo'olam demistapki le'inyan birchas hamazon b'chol gavni. But according to the Prima Gadim, he understands that really the suffix of birchas hamazon is by everything. The Tosas just shows the example that was more extreme by tefillah, even in that case, you have to go back. So the Tosas shows the suffix of birchas hamazon in that case. But the Prima Gadim understands the suffix of Tosas in all cases, and that's why he would understand the mechaber over here, Kipshuta, like the words say, that even if you had the tzoa across from you and you knew it was there and you benched anyway, would you have to go back? Skip down to the very end of the Bir Halacha. About five lines up from the end of this Bir Halacha. At the end of the line, he writes, V'alka upon him. The bottom line, V'alka upon him. Benodalo mitchila, lemaisa, a person knew there was tzoa there, va'over al zeb b'mezid. And he went and he benched b'mezid anyway. He wants to do tshuva now. He feels bad. He did the wrong thing. He benched. He knew there was soa there. It was the wrong thing. For sure, he should go back and bench again. Echad, number one, the das kama achronim that the Mishabura brought down, lahachmir besafek datosas arash. As we saw, the Mishabura brought down from the last Talmud, the Yerab and the Bach, they all said that we go lachumr in the safek, that even in a case where you only checked afterwards, that you still have to go back if there was soa there. Va'od, and furthermore, the Haramban Savar Kavasai, like the Mishabura said, the Ramban also holds that way. Ubiprap benodolo mitchila. And specifically, if you knew from the beginning there was soa there. Va'ovar b'meizid, and you went against the Torah b'meizid to bench there. The mistabrim ma'od l'kuya machozim avarach. There is logical to say that according to everyone, you go back and bench. What I wanted to bring up in this Bir Halacha, even though it's coming out l'maisa the same way he did in the Mishabura, but the Mishabura went through the whole sugya, lagabi the shita the lavush, but the Prima Gadim learns differently. It's just interesting to note the lashon the mechaber does sound like the Prima Gadim. It doesn't say anywhere the way the Mishabura explains it that you benched and you didn't check and then afterwards you realize it was there. The lashon the mechaber is in Beirach lahisa tzoa kenegdo. You benched and it was tzoa across from you. So the Prima Gadim understands kepshuto. You did the wrong thing. You saw tzoa there and you benched anyway. That's the suffix of Tosas and the Rosh. Even though the lashon of Tosas is not mashma that way, the Prima Gadim explains the lashon of Tosas is following from the Chumrah of the Gemara, that when it comes to Tefillah, even if you only had a suffix that you should have checked, you have to go back. So Tosas has a suffix in that case. But who I didn't, Dr. Prima Gadim, he has a suffix if the Tzoa was in front of you and you actually saw it there. But the bottom line is, the Mishabura does come out of Lach Levaisa, that if you knew it was there and you benched anyway, Vada, you have to go back again. And the post can come out, even in a case where you didn't know it was there, but you should have checked, Halach L'maisa, if you found it afterwards, the same way you go back for Tefillah Krishma, you would go back also for Birchas HaMazon. And that concludes Simen Kuf Pei Hei. And Mr. Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Simen Kuf Pei Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shear, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.